trenches, a veritable maze. Dear Mr. Hunt, thank you very much for your letter I received a week or two ago. Also, for the magazine. We are in the trenches now. In fact, we seem to spend about three times as much time in as we do out. Also, we get in a pretty warm spot. I was about here, towards the end of last summer, that the French and Germans had some fiercest fighting of the war. The country about is a veritable maze of trenches. The fighting at one time was so fierce that there was only time to bury the dead in the sides of the trenches. And now that the trenches have crumpled, one is constantly seeing the bones of men's legs and all their boots, skulls sticking out from the sides of the trenches. Pleasant, eh? There will be a pleasant smell here in the summer, that's for sure. I only hope we are not here then. In the place, we are only about 20 yards from where Fritz is and his company. Consequently, all the times the air is pretty thick with bombs and grenades, trench mortars. These last are pretty hellish sort of toys. They have an explosion, about 10 earthquakes rolled into one. But even those are not worse than we have to put up with. The trenches being so close together, there's, of course, an amount of mining going on. So one never knows when the particular lump of earth one is standing on is going to take a trip through the solar regions. When a mine does go up, there's some excitement knocking about, I can tell you. Suppose, for instance, we were going to explode one. All the artillery in the neighbourhood is arranged on the spot, and directly the mine is exploded. There is a hell let loose on the crater. Of course, as soon as he gets arranged, the enemy replies, so that the air is very full of everything that kills quickly. One can, on these occasions, always rely on good many casualties. Since we've been in this spasm, there have been five exploded in this neighbourhood, while others are expected to go up any time soon. So much for the conditions here. How is everything in town? It's pretty quiet, I suppose. I see you've had Zepps over again. Is it a fact that one dropped in the Thames? That is about all the news, so, well, I'll close now. Kindest regards to everybody. Gilbert William.